Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today by Kim Anderson, the Associate Director for Programs for Humanities Montana. We'll be talking about the 14th annual Humanities Montana Festival of the Book. Also joining us is Cherie Newman, the literary producer here at Montana Public Radio, producer of The Right Question. So, Kim, let's start with you. A wonderful signature event.
It's our 14th year, and this has become the largest regional literary event in the country, and we're very proud of it. We do call it our signature event, and we're glad we could do it again.
It's a book festival for readers. It's a festival for authors, and everything from readings to panel discussions to kind of all things books in immersion for 3 days, right?
Also, for people who want to make books, there's something going on at the Buttercup Cafe where people can actually learn how to bind books and put them together.
As well as workshops at the Art Museum on Saturday, where they will be doing paper marbling and a special kind of Japanese bookbinding.
If you'd like to follow along as we're talking this morning, the website is through humanitiesmontana.org. We'll also give the phone number a few times if you'd like more information, 243-6022. Kim, the sponsorships and support that you get for this event allow nearly everything to be free.
That's right. Almost everything is free, and that's only possible because of the great partners that we have, including national foundations and the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities in particular, and local and statewide sponsors as well, for instance, Montana Public Radio. We also have some great new venue partners and organizational partners. Every year, new people come in. Things this year like being able to partner with Tell Us Something, the great storytelling event that has been going on for the past year and a half or so, and the Top Hat Lounge, where that will be happening Thursday night, to have a partnership with the Art Museum, which is going to have full-day programming on Friday and Saturday for the first time. Having groups and organizations in Missoula jump in just raises our profile and makes it more of a community-wide event.
More than 80 authors coming once again, many of them with brand new books out.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly don't have time to run the list, but I'd love to have both of you talk just a little bit about who you're excited to see. I know, Cherie, you've got a number of interviews set up, right?
I do. And the exciting thing is that from here in Missoula, when all these authors come for this event, I get to speak with authors who are from this year, Seattle, Spokane, a couple of women from Wyoming who've written books. Also, Eastern Montana, I'll be talking with Henry Reelbird about his new collection of poetry. Great Falls, Jamie Ford. Alaska, mm-hmm. I've never interviewed anyone from Alaska, so this is a first. Idaho, Texas. And these are people I would never get to talk with if they weren't here for the festival and willing to pop over into the studio.
Some of the exciting big names we have this year, you're right, Sherman Alexie, as people may have heard, will be here Thursday night for free at the Wilma Theater. Some incredible gala readers this year, Jamie Ford, whose last novel was on the New York Times bestseller list for a year and a half with his new novel, Richard Manning, Claire V. Watkins, multiple award-winning short story author. They'll all be at the gala reading. And then some nationally known best-selling authors like Karen Joy Fowler, Andrew Sean Greer. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Their generosity in coming and sharing with our audiences is really to be commended.
The way that it works is you'll have events pretty much all day, most evenings, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, right?
That's correct. We kick off Thursday evening, and then all day Friday, Friday night with our poetry slam, our traditional poetry slam, all day Saturday, ending up Saturday night with our gala.
What are you most excited about, Cherie?
It's hard not to be excited about talking to Sherman Alexie, of course, but I'm just really excited about the opportunity to get interviews from people who aren't in Western Montana. But I'm really excited about talking with Jamie Ford because his second book probably is going to go to the bestseller list as well. It's really a great book. But also talking with some new authors like Christine Bile, the author I mentioned from Alaska. Her book is about dirt. And when do you get to talk about dirt at a literary festival?
You get to dish dirt a lot. But
Well, there are a number of events. Let's talk about a couple of the other signature events happening as part of the week. The Louisiana Lunch with James Lee Burke.
That's right. That's going to be a blast. Saturday at noon at the Top Hat. That is one of our very few ticketed events. James Lee Burke is going to be interviewed by Montana Public Radio's own William Marcus, who is also a very good friend of Jim's. But for $35 ticket, you not only get a three-course lunch, you also get a book from Jim's personal backlist and a $10 off coupon at the festival bookstore. So it's a screaming deal, and it should be a lot of fun. You can get those tickets at the website. Another great event that's always fun for readers and writers alike is our readers and writers reception on Friday at 5:30, where you can have a glass of wine, some wonderful hors d'oeuvres at the Art Museum, and rub shoulders with all your favorite authors.
Details on the gala reading?
Yes, the gala reading, free at the Wilma, Saturday night, 7:30 p.m., featuring our brand new poet laureate, Tammy Holland, Richard Manning, Claire Vay Watkins, and Jamie Ford.
We're talking about the Humanities Montana Festival of the Book. Events start Thursday and will continue through Saturday. There's information online at humanitiesmontana.org, or you can call this number, 243-6022. Kim, thank you so much for all the work that you put in every year to put on a festival like this.
Well, thank you, Montana Public Radio.